I wanted now to talk about uploading media into web pages. And who here is about file size, no matter what we're talking about? Because, and you can explain why that's the case, but just start at that point about how important it is to kind of get a size that's small.
The reality is that a photograph that's going to fit in your computer screen is going to be over a megabyte in size as raw data. If you've got a digital camera and it's a high-resolution one, you know, some of your pictures are going to be 4 or 5 megabytes in size or more. You're going to have users which are only going to be on 56K modems. There will be some users who will even be on slower technology. You know, there's parts of Central Australia where the phone lines are so bad that you'd be lucky to get sort of 300 bits per second on your connection. You've got other users on fast broadband connections. So you're trying to cater for quite a broad range of users. One of the great things we have is image compression, particularly the JPEG and GIF image formats, which allow you to strip out an enormous amount of information from that file and reduce it to a really small file size. Even on the highest quality, 1 megabyte image can be converted to 200 kilobytes with JPEG. And if you go lower, and I typically work with between sort of about 60 to 80% quality, that 100 megabyte file can get down to about 50 kilobytes. So it's necessary that you actually do compress your images before putting them into your web page so that they're at a size that's going to be easily downloaded. But at the same time, you want to try and maintain sufficient quality so that the image doesn't look completely horrible. One of the best approaches is to think about what the image type is and use the appropriate compression format. JPEG is best for photos. Any image which is complex is going to work well with JPEG. GIF is better for images that have flat color and regions of the same color. The sort of things that work better on JPEG are going to be logos. Text works quite well on JPEG. So if you're scanning a newsletter, say you've scanned a page of a newspaper and wanted to put that into your website, then or a document, then GIF is going to work better than JPEG. There's a new format, PNG, which is now available in some web tools such as Photoshop and Fireworks, can also save as PNG. PNG is sort of really a cross between JPEG and GIF, I guess, in the way it operates, and you're seeing more of it. One of the reasons PNG is being adopted is it has no licensing restrictions. Both JPEG and GIF have patents which are owned by different laboratories. So PNG is an open format, and so we will see more of it over time. As
the other mistake that some people make with images is to not reduce their size, their actual dimension, until they bring it into the web page, and then they use the handles to bring that down make it smaller, as if this was kind of making it actually lighter.
Yeah, and it's really important that you pre-size your images in Photoshop or Fireworks before you bring it into your web page. So if the image is going to be displayed at 500 pixels by 200 pixels, size it and crop it in Photoshop. When you're in there, when you're in Photoshop or Fireworks or whatever program, you might want to also do some color correction. If the photograph's too dark, you might want to try lightening it. You can also get in there with the tools and remove red eye from people's photographs if you want to. You know, I get sick of seeing pictures with red eye on websites like MySpace.